Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It is the Constitution Week. You know, it's the 225th year celebration, anniversary, when they signed the United States Constitution.
Wow. September the 17th.
And to celebrate that, you know, we're going to have Pat quote it.
Hold on a second.
In the beginning, God, no, that's a different Constitution. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Oh, no. Listen. The Constitution, 225 years. I mean, you think about, man, it'd be great to have another 225 years. Mm. But everywhere I'm looking, I'm hearing is like, oh, man, we might be at the end of the glass. You know, when somebody's drinking a Slurpee or a drink, those people who take their straws and kind of suck the last little bit out. It's like, I think we're, you know, this chance, if God does not pour out another anointing on this country, you'll be able to, you know, bane the box of your Cracker Jacks and nothing's going to come out. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be no prize. Mm-hmm. But, you know, think about it. If we look at history, you know, that it's always been like that, you know, and it's only generations that forgot it's like that, that don't realize, okay, now it's time to stand up for what's right. Because there's more people who feel the way you feel, if you're the church and you love God and you love people, than feel the other way. They just have mics and advertising campaigns and they use it well. I mean, Satan has to do that because he does not have the ability to convict someone or to inspire someone. I mean, he has to use, you know, manipulation and all those different things, you know, to convince you to buy in. Because think about this, and I talk about this often, you know, why do politicians spend, and politicians, you know, a lot of people talk bad about politicians, but in America, if you love the Constitution, that's how we get leaders. That's all, the Constitution says Americans, every American under, you know, certain requirements and ages and all that, has a chance to be a leader in America. So when you hear politician, you know, politician is someone who said, okay, I believe the Constitution, I want to stand up for the Constitution, and I want to talk to, I have an idea how I think, you know, things should be in my community, state, nation, or whatever, and you begin to share your ideas and your values, and then you can run for office, and then Americans decide whether they're going to vote for you or vote for someone else. And that's actually not a negative thing. It's a positive thing, because it allows for us to have the First Amendment, which gives us the right, a people by and for the people, that we can actually choose our leaders and we can choose the direction of our country. And if we do, you know, make some real stupid decisions, which American history, if you study, you know, American history, that real American history, because they compartmentalize history and they pull things out that doesn't seem right or whatever. It's like, dude, just tell the truth and let's figure it out. Mm-hmm. And when you tell the truth about our history, you'll feel real good, because you realize that we're all sinners. It's like, oh, I just thought it was our generation. I didn't realize that. So you were a citizen of Sodom and Gomorrah? Okay. I got it. I understand. Oh, you were the one dancing around the golden calf. Got it. You got manna all over your face and you're dancing around a golden calf. Okay, cool. And you were a liar in the ministry because you were helping Moses, because Moses had a stuttering problem, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was Aaron, right?
And a stuttering problem? That was Moses.
No, Aaron was his
brother.
Yeah, he was the one that was lying, right?
He was lying, yeah.
Is he? You called him a liar?
Yeah.
If the shoe fits.
Well, y'all haven't seen the size of Chris's shoe. He's like, I just put...
You've seen the size of his Bible.
Well, it's half the size of it used to be.
There's a picture of it on the torch.
You know... Is there really? Oh, my goodness. I got a picture of his
evidence.
Well, you know, if you've never seen, I mean, if you think that you've gone too far and that God cannot save you, go to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. And what's the title of the highlight?
Oh, I didn't get your exact title. Like, it's
something about a fragrant offering.
That is so funny. John used to be so knowledgeable. You remember that? Yeah. So you ask them a question, it's like, oh, he's like Googling, like, what's my name? I don't know. You know, what was it? Oh, he's looking at it. What is it?
I'm getting it.
Sacrilegious? I'm getting it. Is it called sacrilegious? Oh, my goodness.
Chris, you should know it. What is it here?
Oh, we'll give John an hour and we'll come back to John. We got too many important things to talk about. We'll come back to you. Maybe like Thursday. Well, I don't know who's actually writing these things, but we got to get them on.
Yeah, we got to get on there.
They can actually talk, you know, tell us what's happening there. But, you know, it's the concept.
I got it.
Finally.
From smoking the Bible to being a smoke offering to the Lord, Chris's testimony.
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty good. So you can go there and say, you know, probably type in Man Smokes Bible. And it's just, you know, until we know better, we don't do better. But, you know, once you meet God, since I've known God, you know, thanks to all this video stuff and this audio stuff and all these documented seasons of our life, you hear you say something on tape or something, you go, oh, my goodness. Hide me, wash me, Jesus. Oh my goodness. What are you doing? I'm just watching one of my old teachings. You know, it's like I remember T.D. Jakes, he said when he originally, by the way, was from West Virginia. And he went to Texas. But he said, man, he said, when I left there, he said, I went back and got all my teachings and burned them or threw them away. He said, I didn't know what I was thinking. And, you know, and God's cool with that because you're progressively learning and you're watching and what it does is just humility. We have to understand that we're living by the proceeding word, not by your storage of tapes or CDs or digital downloads. You got to hear what God's saying now.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes to go back and listen to a 10-year-old word or 20-year-old word, that was appropriate 10 years ago. But today it could literally make your shoulders come up around your ears. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, yeah, so 225 years.
Wow.
And here we are weighing in the balance. Will we have the Constitution? You know, will we keep it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and it's so important. It's just so important. In the 1950s, I don't know, it's 54 or something, they made a U.S. Constitution Week. We'd always take that moment to remember it. We probably should tie it in to the 4th of July, even though it's the Declaration of Independence. And so we can create something other than just fireworks, you know, and have some challenges like Israel does to remember their independence, you know, and part of our independence produced the U.S. Constitution, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
I just thought you were going to expound at that moment and just, you know, part our hemispheres.
I'm in agreement.
Well, you know, the Lord has given us the United States Constitution and the First Amendment to the Constitution. And I encourage you to get your little pocket Constitution. I'm sure it's probably only like $3 or $4. And carry it with you and just kind of meditate on it and read about it and think about how men died for this. And, you know, take it and go to the Arlington Cemetery or to a military cemetery in your area and just sit amongst, on a bench, sit amongst the soldiers who died for you to be able to read this and live by this.
Mm-hmm.
Go to your local sheriff's department or your police department where they're honoring the officers that died to protect your rights. You know, go to the judicial area of your community and look historically at the judges that probably have their pictures on the wall and all that held the line for many years. I mean, today there's some weird things going on, but they held the constitutional lines for Americans. And as you're reading it, it'll give you context and perspective that how could we waste and squander this freedom? I mean, even if we only have 5 minutes left of it, you know, in the natural mentality of carnality, of human nature is, you know, they like voting for a winner. They want to be on the winning side. I mean, even if it's Satan, it seems it's like it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
And it just as long, they want to be on the side of the person that has more marbles, You know, mm-hmm. Now you have to be less valuable because you only have 5 marbles and he has 10 marbles.
Right.
And it's like, have you lost your marbles? You know, it's kind of, as a Christian, you know, you would think in the context of it. And Jesus said, you know, people, God does not judge things the way men judge things, mm-hmm. by the things that they have. It has nothing to do with it. And Jesus is the leader of all creation, the one who created everything and holds everything together. And he stood for perfectly what's right. He held to the Father God's constitution to the T. And in the natural sense, if you look at his life and what he's done, you know, most Christian Americans today would not have voted for Jesus. If they didn't know who he was. Because this is what they would say is, now listen, how much are you going to, is it a tithe? I mean, is it going to be, if I'm going to have to give up how much money, Jesus, am I going to have to give up for you to be my leader?
Right.
And is that?
Yeah, you're right. That's so true. Even taxes too. It's like, you know, is that tithing pre Caesar or after Caesar? I mean, how much of this am I going to have to give over?
Yeah, and so Jesus would say, "Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you everything that you have. I'll just give you what do you need? Just ask me, and I'll give you whatever you need." And so, I'm going to give you whatever X amount of, you know, increase, and just to help remind you that I gave it to you.
Ooh.
And we could be in right relationship, that truly I am your leader that you chose. You're voting for Jesus every day. You don't vote for him once at an altar call back in 1812.
Hello.
That to remember that I gave you all that increase, just a tithe. Take 10% off the top and give it not to yourself. No ancestral giving. Mm-hmm. Not ancestral given. Give it to God, and give offerings to the poor. And all. I mean, just you know, that's it.
Sure.
Oh well, Jesus. You know, I have a boat to pay for, mm-hmm. and you know, I have a mansion, and my education. You know, where I learn how to actually be a communist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it costs so much money. You know.
Right.
Or and it's like. The truth is that they didn't, if Jesus wasn't on his name tag,
mm-hmm.
and he was dressed in today's garb, whatever that is, and he stood up and he said, this is what I believe in, this is the direction I'm going, and I will provide for you, you know, houses that you didn't build, you know, I will, if you give towards what I'm talking about, then I'll return it to you. I mean, he even gives you a return. I'll return it to you 100-fold in this lifetime. And listen, I will even, you know, this lifetime's so short, and I want to be with you forever. I'll tell you what, I'll even give you eternal life, and I'll even give it to you again in eternal life.
Mm.
The question is, would America vote for Jesus? Would the Christian Americans vote for Jesus? Now, I'm not saying if he has a Jesus pin on, because that's politically correct. You know, even though in your heart you might be going, oh, this is going to cost me, and, you know, and Ananias is talking to Sapphira going, oh, great. We're going to have to, you know, do what's right. Well, maybe we'll just make it look right. You think about it. I mean, the question is, if he didn't have a name tag on, and he had a different haircut, and he looked like, you know, somebody in America in your everyday life, you know, he's not walking around in a beard and a mustache and long hair. Everybody still has him. He's a royal king, by the way. Anyway, so would America vote for him? And that's the question right now. This is the question that's facing America with our U.S. Constitution before us that gives us the freedom to vote openly and unashamedly for Jesus Christ as our leader.
Mm-hmm.
Openly and unashamedly. Would we vote for him?
Mm.
Would you vote for him? And if you're not even considering, if you dissect your nation and your life from your Lord, that means you made your nation and your life your Lord, because Lord means Lord of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so this is the referendum facing America right now, is will we vote for Jesus? Will we say we want him to be the Lord of our hearts? Do we want him to be the Lord of our marriages and our families? It doesn't matter what anybody else. I'm talking about the church now, not just somebody who doesn't is an atheist. I'm not talking about those few guys. I'm not talking about others. I'm talking about the ones who profess to be believers in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You say you believe in him, but would you vote for him? Mm-hmm. Mm. This is how simple this is. We can come out of this season that we're in where it's being threatened. Our freedom's being threatened. And the only hope is the one who gave us that freedom, which is God. Will we vote for his son, Jesus Christ, as the leader, as the Lord of our life? Isn't that the question?
Yeah. That is the question.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.